Hollywood, California, we present Jean Hersholt in a new Dr. Christian drama called Visiting Lady, presented for your pleasure by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Our guest of the evening is a housewife from back east who says,
"Back home, this is the time of year when the weather's pretty apt to fool you. First thing you know, your face and the children's knees and hands are all chapped and sore. But no one in my house needs to let chapping and windburn bother them for long, because I keep plenty of Vaseline jelly on hand, and I've taught the children to use it freely. At the first sign of chapping, we reach for the Vaseline jelly jar, and the smarting and roughness disappear like magic. I declare, Vaseline jelly has so many helpful uses, I don't see how anyone gets along without it."
Very few people do get along without it, for Vaseline jelly is used in more than 9 out of every 10 homes throughout the country. People everywhere use it for all kinds of minor skin injuries and irritations, because Vaseline jelly does 3 important things for the skin. First, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural skin oils. And third, it soothes and promotes healing. Vaseline jelly is inexpensive, too. Only 10 cents for a generous jar or two. Get Vaseline jelly at your druggist tomorrow. And have him tell you also about the special benefits of Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline on every jar or tube. It is your guarantee of purity. So much for the products that make this program possible, for there goes the curtain music. Tonight's Dr. Christian play is called Visiting Lady. Starred in the role of Dr. Christian is Jean Hersholt, famous Hollywood character actor who plays the same role in the Dr. Christian pictures. Rosemary DeCamp, who plays our popular Judy Price, the doctor's secretary. Gloria Holden, who plays the visiting lady, Brenda Marsh. Beverly Brown in the role of Brenda's cousin, Laura. George Lewis as Roy Davis, our village druggist. Clarence Strait as Russ Martin, his friend. And Myra Marsh as Martha Browning, president of the 20th Century Poets Club. The curtain is going up, and the scene is the doctor's office, where Judy is talking excitedly to Dr. Christian.
Isn't it thrilling, Dr. Christian? Oh, River's End doesn't have a visitor like Brenda Marsh very often. Straight from New York. Young, beautiful, and socially prominent.
Maybe that's something to be thankful for.
Well, you've got to do the old town proud, you know. Can't have Laura Beattie's cousin going back to Park Avenue, spreading the report that River's End doesn't know how to entertain.
Well, you girls know what you're doing.
Oh, but it isn't only the girls, Dr. Christian. The men are excited, too, even if they pretend they aren't. Roy and all of them.
Well, Roy still comes around at your house, doesn't he?
Yes.
I'll back you against the field, Judy. Society or no society.
Ah, you're a darling. But you're partial. Let's see now. Here's the list as far as we can go till she gets here. 1, 2, 4 dinner invitations, 4 dances, and several of the girls want to have bridge luncheons, and then we'll see how...
Well, now, wait a minute. Suppose she doesn't play bridge.
Huh? Dr. Christian, what a suggestion. Of course she does. Everybody plays bridge.
Maybe she'd like to do something else for a change.
Hmm?
Well, why don't you plan something different, Judy? Something she could never do in New York.
What, for instance?
Well, a barn dance.
A barn dance? Dr. Christian, listen, barn dances went out with the Ark. We're going to give this cousin of Laura's, this glamorous society girl, something to remember River's End by, Dr. Christian.
I hope she doesn't give River's End something to remember her by, Judy.
Dr. Christian, you're late. She's here. She's really here. Come on and meet our celebrity.
Well, it looks as though your first party was a success.
Uh-huh.
You must have all the social lights of River's End here.
Yeah, Roy did that. He invited all the nicest people.
Well, as I can't see her for the crowd, suppose you tell me she's as beautiful as advertised.
Well, no. I'm not sure that she's beautiful, but, oh, golly, I wish I looked like her.
I like your face anyway, Judy.
Did you ever see such hair? Every curl, just where it ought to be. No wonder everybody's fallen for her. Especially the men. Look at them. Ben Hall and Jim Waters, Russ Martin, they're all over there with her now.
Well, isn't that Roy over there, too?
Yes. Yes, of course. He's a host, you know.
conscientious about his duties, isn't he?
Uh-huh. I'll come over and meet the lady, Dr. Christian.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Hello.
Hello, John Hewitt.
Hello, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr.
Brown. How are you, Patsy?
Hello, Bart.
Listen, Miss Marsh. Tell that Scotchman again, will you?
Oh, once in an evening is enough for any story.
Oh, but I'd like to hear it over.
Another time, perhaps, just for you.
Promise?
Well, it looks like a football huddle, doesn't it? How do you suppose we break in?
I wouldn't know. Roy.
Brenda, you're wonderful.
Roy.
Listen, how would you like to drive up the river for dinner tomorrow night?
Roy. Here's Dr. Christian.
What is it, Judy? Oh, Dr. Christian, you're just in time. Miss Marsh, may I introduce Dr. Christian, the best loved person in River's End?
Well, that's an interesting introduction. How do you do, Dr. Christian? Our outside is allowed to love you, too.
Well, I'm afraid Roy's given to saturation. You've all been looking forward to your visit, Miss Marsh.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to it, too.
Oh, wait till you hear what we've got planned for you while you're here. Why, there's a party practically every night.
Oh, how perfectly wonderful. I only hope your strength holds out, Mr. Davis.
My strength?
Yes, if you're chairman of arrangements for visiting firemen, I expect you a personal escort to every one of these parties.
Why, of course. I'd be delighted.
What do you think of our visiting lady, Dr. Christian?
Oh, she's charming.
I bet you'll be the only unmarried male under 90 who won't lose his head. You know, I never did see an evening dress like that one of hers before. There's nothing to it, and yet it gets you.
Well, I've got to circulate.
Well, Judy, everything seems to have worked out all right.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I believe I'll even give a party myself.
Oh, would you like to, Dr. Christian?
Yes, that is, if you and Roy will help me.
Oh, sure.
We'll get him right out in Canada. Roy! Roy! Where is he?
Oh, he's not here, Dr. Christian. He just went out in the balcony with Brenda. Honestly, Mr. Davis, this is one of the best parties I ever went to. It's simply divine out here. How lovely those lights look strung out over the water. You're just a genius.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, Miss Marsh.
Oh, don't call me Miss Marsh. It sounds so formal, as though I didn't really belong in River Bend. After all the lovely things you've done for me, don't you think you'd better just say, Brenda? I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it. Well, I think your 20th Century Poets Club is simply immense.
Oh, Miss Marsh, coming from you, that's a real tribute. It sort of seems to put the seal of, well, of cosmopolitan approval on our cultural efforts, if you understand what I mean.
Oh, Roz, you're just a darling to bring me to your men's luncheon meeting. I'm so thrilled. It's inspiring to hear you all talk. A group of real civic leaders.
Well, Mayor Hewitt was flattered that you wanted to come. Most girls just don't care about such things.
But I do. I'm simply fascinated by men who do big things. Really, there's nothing to it. I'll take my hair down and show you just the way I do it.
Oh, it won't do any good, Brenda. It's the way your hair is cut that does the trick.
Maybe your barber can learn how to do it. And if you want to borrow my blue dinner dress and have your dressmaker copy it, you really have a darling figure, Judy. I've read a long article on it, Dr. Christian. It told all about a completely new treatment for arthritis.
Did it?
Yes, I'm sure you'll be interested. I'll come and get it for you.
No, that's not necessary.
Oh, but I want to. I know you'll find it helpful. I think the doctor's profession is really the most noble one in all the world.
Brenda, where are you?
Oh, I'm still in bed. I'm not really awake yet.
Well, open your eyes and look at the morning's mail.
Hmm?
1, 2, 3, 6 invitations.
Oh.
River's End has certainly fallen for you and fallen hard.
Hello? This is Dr. Christian. Oh, good morning. No, my secretary isn't here yet. Yes? The clinic drug order? You haven't received it? Well, that's strange. Well, we'll send you a duplicate right away. Yes, of course. Goodbye. Bother. Oh, well. Hello? Oh, hello, Mayor Hewitt. Yes. Yes? Why, I sent you the report last week. I don't understand. I gave it to Judy to copy. Well, I'll check on it when she comes in. Goodbye, John. What a morning. Where is Judy? Hello? Yes. Good morning, Mrs. Cameron. Sorry I can't make the meeting. Why? Didn't Judy tell you? I'm driving over to Center City, and I promised to take Laura Beattie and her guest and some of their friends in my car. They're going to a luncheon party or something. One day next week, I'll let you know. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry to be late. Has the phone bothered you?
Well, there have been a few calls.
Oh, I just couldn't seem to get started this morning. I don't know what's the matter with me lately.
Late hours, maybe.
Well, we're all wrecked, but that's no excuse. Well, what are these?
Notes on this morning's phone calls.
Oh.
Some of our reports and messages seem to have been misdirected.
Clinic supplies, Hewitt report. Mrs. Cameron.
Oh, what's the matter?
It's all my fault. I just haven't done them.
But you did.
I know. I simply forgot to call Mrs. Cameron.
That isn't like you.
I'm sorry, Dr. Christian.
How much longer does this, this social whirlwind go on?
You mean the parties for Brenda?
Yes.
I don't know exactly.
Well, don't tell me she's staying indefinitely.
I couldn't say. We've shown her such a good time, she may decide to, marry and settle down here.
Oh. Hmm. There's another dance tonight, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you're going with Roy.
No. Roy's taking the visiting lady, as usual. Russ Martin asked me.
Hmm. Judy... You're not worried or anything, are you?
Worried? Oh, what would I be worried about? Having a grand time. So's Roy. So's everybody.
Are they?
You won't come to the party, so you don't know. But wait till your barbecue next Saturday. You'll see how gay River's End has become.
Are you still afraid my barbecue will bore Brenda?
Oh, well, everybody else will love it. We've been so sophisticated lately with all our formal parties that... Oh, there are Brenda and Laura now out in front. You're a darling to let us drive over to the Center City Country Club with you, Dr. Christian.
Glad to have some good company. Are you all ready?
Yeah. You got your bag? The others are going to meet us there at 1 o'clock.
You know, Dr. Christian.
Yeah, I know. Here's the end of it. I'm so thrilled.
Good morning, Laura.
Hello.
Good morning, Miss Marks.
Good morning, Dr. Christian. How would you like a lady chauffeur this morning?
Dr. Christian never lets anybody drive his car, Brenda.
Oh, but that wouldn't be polite to the visiting fireman to enforce the rule against me, would it, Dr. Christian?
Well, Judy knows.
Well, anyway, possession is 9/10 of the law. Get in, everybody. Dr. Christian, you may sit up in front with me.
Well, if you like.
I do like.
I'll sit back here with Laura.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Very pleasant.
I adore spring, don't you? Everything bursting with new life. It's so wonderful to get out of the city and be in a place like this and actually see spring coming.
It must be.
I'm crazy about River's End.
Are you?
Yes, everyone is giving me such a marvelous time. I haven't had a moment to miss New York.
That's good.
Dr. Christian.
Yes?
You don't like me, do you?
Why, I scarcely know you, Miss Marsh.
You just don't like my type, is that it?
I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. You think I'm patronizing the girls and trying to grab all the men and letting everybody give parties and dances and things just to try to keep me from being bored while I'm out of New York.
Well, aren't you?
I knew that was what you thought. I could tell from the look on your face.
So?
I'm not Dr. Christian. I'm sick to death of parties and being nice to people. I had no idea your village was so social. I came out here to visit Laura because I thought River's End was a place where I could take my shoes off and relax. Relax? I haven't had a single night's sleep since I got here, nor a free afternoon.
New York's a rest cure in comparison.
Well, that's interesting.
What are you smiling at?
Oh, it has its amusing side. Rivers End straining so hard to entertain you when all you want is rest.
Hey, Brenda, look out for that truck. Well, what on earth is that man trying to do?
Brenda, look out. Look out, that truck. It's swaying all over the road. The driver's lost his boat.
Well, that seems to be that.
Good girl, Brenda. You certainly kept your head. You're not hurt.
No. No, I don't think so. Just scared. That was close, wasn't it?
Laura, Judy, all right back there?
Judy's hurt.
What?
She's out like a light. Judy. Judy. Judy, speak to me.
Judy. Judy, can you hear me?
She's dead, I tell you. She's just lying there. She won't open her eyes. Oh, what do we do?
Pull yourself together, Laura. Judy's not dead. She can't see. What can I do, Dr. Christian?
Help me lift Judy.
All right.
There. Put her here on the grass beside the road. Now get my bag.
Yes, Doctor.
She must have been thrown against the door.
Here's the bag, Doctor. Her arm's bleeding terribly, isn't it?
I'll make a tourniquet. Give me that roll of bandages, quick.
Dr. Christian, yeah. What do we do?
Shut up.
Why, Dr. Christian?
Hand me that stick, Brenda. And hold Judy's arm, please.
Okay.
There. That'll stop the flow till I can get her to the hospital. There now. You must get on the car with the least possible shock.
Yes.
Do you think you can drive Brenda while I hold her so she doesn't get shaken up?
Of course I can drive, Doctor. How still she is, Dr. Christian. Do you think Judy's all right?
I don't know, Brenda. I don't know. But it looks bad.
Dr. Christian, I've been waiting hours. Is Judy going to die?
I don't know yet, Roy. She's still unconscious.
Dr. Christian, I just won't be able to bear it if you don't save her.
I'm doing every single thing that's possible, Brenda. But she's still unconscious.
She's been in the operating room for hours, Brenda. I don't think I can stand the suspense another minute.
You'll have to be brave, Roy. Remember, Dr. Christian is suffering just as much as we are. And if it's humanly possible, he'll bring her through.
Tell me again how it happened.
I have told you, Roy. The truck sideswiped us. It was my fault. I have insisted on driving.
Then why didn't you drive carefully with Judy in the car?
Dr. Christian, is she...
Tell us, Doctor, quick. Is Judy all right?
Yes, Roy. Judy's conscious at last. And she's going to be all right.
Oh,
Doctor. Listen, all of you. I want you to go home now and get some rest. Judy must have absolute quiet. And she must stay here in the hospital several days.
But the danger is really over. You mean it?
Yes, Roy, I mean it.
Dr. Christian, how can I ever thank you?
While you're thanking people, you'd better thank Brenda. If it hadn't been for her, Judy would never have lived to reach the hospital.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you were magnificent. You know, Brenda, when you live for a long time in a small town where all the values are real, you get to thinking that everybody from the city is superficial and artificial. But you are a thoroughbred.
Thank you, Dr. Christian. Coming from you, that is high praise indeed.
But Brenda's a heroine, a real heroine. Oh, now will Rivers End make a fuss over her. There'll be more parties than ever.
Oh.
Brandon, will you accept my apology? I'd like to prove how truly sorry I am for the way I've misjudged you.
Dr. Christian, do you really want to do me a favor?
Yes, I do.
Then tell me how to stop all this party business so I can get a little sleep.
Good morning, Judy.
Hello.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, early bird. Hey, already, I see. How are you feeling, Judy?
Oh, I feel swell. So rested and relaxed. It's the very idea of getting out of bed.
Well, now, you be careful, Judy. And don't get up too soon.
Oh, Judy's all right, Roy. Even up this afternoon if she wants to.
Oh. Gosh, Doctor, do you think she should? So soon after that awful accident?
Oh, that was days ago, Roy. Almost a week.
When I think of anything happening to you, Judy, I get goose flesh all over.
Well, you save your shivers. I'm okay.
I don't blame you, Roy. Judy is a pretty valuable girl.
Valuable? Why? She's the most wonderful girl in the world.
Oh, Roy.
You are. And you're beautiful, too. Lying there in your blue jacket with your red curls against the pillow.
Why, Roy.
Time for old good druggists to get behind a counter, Roy.
Oh, Dr. Christian, I've hardly said hello to Judy yet.
Nevertheless, scram.
Okay, Doctor. Goodbye, Judy. Till this afternoon.
Goodbye, Roy.
See you later, Doctor.
So long. Roy seems to think you're made of sugar, Judy.
Oh, he was frightened about the accident. New York did bowl him over a little. Hey, by the way, where is Brenda anyway? I haven't seen her since the accident.
Shh. Huh? Don't tell anybody I told you. Brenda's right in the next room to yours. Taking a rest cure.
The curtain descends on our Dr. Christian play, Visiting Lady. Jean Hirschhold will be out in just a moment to tell you about next week's story. And meanwhile, here's something worth thinking about. Today, men are probably more conscious of their health and the best means of preserving it than in any other period of history. But many folks who are careful about most things are careless of their scalp and hair. What with frequent shower baths, steam-heated rooms, and strong sunlight, it's quite likely that you have a dry scalp condition. That your hair is brittle and hard to manage, sheds unsightly dandruff scales. The quick, easy, economical way to combat these dry scalp conditions is with the regular use of Vaseline Hair Tonic. This is one hair tonic that's really different. Vaseline Hair Tonic contains no ingredients that dry the scalp. Instead, it actually supplements the natural scalp oils, makes your hair handsome and healthy looking. Massage Vaseline Hair Tonic well on the scalp before your next and every shampoo. Use it, too, as a daily dressing for the hair. A few drops on your comb in the morning are all you need, because a little Vaseline Hair Tonic goes a long way. You see, Vaseline Hair Tonic is kind to the pocketbook as well as to the hair. It comes in generous shaker-top bottles at only 40 and 70 cents. Get one at your neighborhood drugstore tomorrow, or even tonight. And now, here comes Jean Hirschhold, our star. And the audience wants to know what you've selected for next week, Dr. Christian.
Well, next week's show is called Derelicts. And it's the story of a boy and a man. A lonely boy cut loose from the family ties. And an embittered man whom death had cheated. How they drifted into Riversend and what happened to them here makes one of the most appealing stories we've had. So, join us again next week at your loudspeakers. Until next Wednesday evening at this same hour, then I'll say good night.
The second in a series of RKO pictures based on this radio program has just been completed. It's called The Courageous Dr. Christian, and Jean Hirschhold has starred in the title role. Be sure and watch for the release date at your local theater. This is Arthur Gilmore adding a good night for the makers of Vaseline Preparations. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.